Hamid, I need your assistance.
What's gone wrong this time?
It's my PC. It's not working again. It's not even getting into Windows.
Well, have you tried bashing it?
Of course I have. What do you take me for? Well, now the black screen doesn't even come on.
Well, that sounds serious. I guess I'm contracted to come over.
Yes, and don't take 15 minutes when it's supposed to be 10 this time, Hamid, or I'll find someone else in place of you.
13 minutes later, the doorbell rings. Sorry I'm late.
Don't lie, Hamid. You're not sorry at all, but you will be. I'll learn you the meaning of sorry now. Let's get to the upper floors of this palace and see to the PC.
When you said learn me the meaning, I think you meant teach me the meaning,
sir. What was that?
I'm sorry, I think that's teach me, sir.
Listen, Hamid, nobody has ever talked back to me, and they're not going to start now. So how dare you correct my grammar? Consider yourself on a 3-strike warning. If you do that again another 2 times, I will bury you so far underneath the Egyptian pyramids, buried in mummified Collins grammar books, that the next 10 civilizations of mankind won't find you.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry, sir. You can learn me anything you like.
That's better now, Hamid. Be wise and don't question me again. It's not wise, it's like questioning your life. Now let's get back to the PC.
Well, sir, it's not booting at all.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that I lost my temper before you came and literally booted it. We'll just have to try another PC. Open that cupboard. There should be plenty of ex-PCs in there.
But these are just parts.
What do you do with parts, Hamid? You assemble them.
I can't. There's no table in here.
Place the parts on the bed.
What about the static?
PC parts aren't gold dust. I couldn't give 2 monkey shits about their condition. Just whether they work or not.
A few minutes later... It's ready, sir, but I couldn't find any monitors without a crack on their screens.
That's all right, I'll live with that. I used to get pissed off watching episodes of CCTV footage from the palace cameras facing out at the town square, so the screens often used to meet my foot.
It's getting into Windows now. It's warning about it being a pirate copy. Should I register it?
No, I own Microsoft now, so fuck 'em.
Everything seems to be okay.
Okay, Hamid, you don't need to keep going on and on. You're dismissed. I'll just call Vulcan. I need to do away with the leader of the latest group of insurgents in the city. Now, I hope this lot works long enough to write this CD of altered hymns from my congregation.
Why have I been called into your presence?
Not now. We'll get to that later, Vulcan. I'm writing a CD of propaganda hymns from my congregation on Sunday. I've been using Nero to place subliminal messages in them.
The CD, your hymns, they've written off.
Oh, and it was just getting to the subliminal part.
I think it still has a virus.
Well, that's not possible. Hamid, he should have fixed it by now. I'm not going to get angry now. I'll save that for when Hamid gets himself into my presence.
Well, that's it. C is erasing now. I think I will be going.
Why is the C drive always the first to go on my computers? Not so fast, I want my revenge on this computer. So could you kindly put a hole in the screen for me?
I will go home and get my gun.
Is there something wrong, sir?
Yes, you. Now look at that PC work you did earlier today. What the fuck was that? Do you even know anything about Windows?
Well, I know when it doesn't work. I put the screen through with a silent glass cutter while you were arguing. That aside, the situation has become more serious, sir.
How exactly can anything be more serious than me not having a PC?
Your PC, sir, was infected with a virus, and that virus seems to have spread to all the other computers in town.
So? As long as mine is okay.
That would be a stretch, sir.
Then I'll just buy a new PC. I am, after all, the richest man in Iraq, if not the world. I've always thought I've seen better PCs on teeth anyway. I'll get a new state-of-the-art one. It'll have a DVD writer, a scanner, a printer so good you can print a magazine out of it, a hard drive that's so big I could store all the citizens' records personally, and a multi-platinum sound card. Let's get to the store.
At a branch of Dixon's in Baghdad External Shopping Park.
Over here. I want to buy a new PC. What's the best you've got? Now don't hold back and pack one up.
I'm awfully sorry, sir, but the computer system is, in a word, down today. I know you're a powerful man and all, but every PC has been struck with what is known to be a virus that's the equivalent of PC plague.
You mean I'm not going to get my own way?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. You could have your own way, but it would be hit with a virus.
I don't believe it. All I wanted is my own way today, and a PC which simply works when you turn it on. What would happen to TV ratings if TVs behaved like this?
Do you need a hand wiping the disc, Saddam?
Not now, Vulcan. Just go over there and wreck the PCs that have already been wrecked. Here, take a few of these Dells to greet the street.
What now, sir?
What the hell are you doing here, Dodd? You can't afford to shop here. I need to assess the damage that has been done to the city.
Well, I'll take some time out of my shopping. Of course, I've had to buy the least expensive PC in the store. But I can't even buy that, because even that's been hit with a physical virus.
Well, no one needs your opinions, Mr. Dodd. And I don't care how skint you are. I want to hear the opinions of my more favoured employee, Hammett.
Well, the benefits and hospital services have crashed, sir, leaving people even more without them than they were before. In terms of the Iraqi National Bank, INB, some lucky comrades have been given millions in error.
About the benefits, as I said before, so. But the millions, that's a serious situation. But I hope you shut the airports. I don't want no money-overloaded citizens escaping to Rio with erroneous wealth.
There is only one in Iraq, sir, Baghdad International, and it was shut before I could even get there. It was due, it seems, to a virus. Planes were taking off and then landing again. Some even did this by crashing.
How could this virus have spread so quickly? Are their computers crap or something?
Well, yes, you neglected to spend money on them. The computers in the airport terminal are running the same state version of Windows 98, which has more bugs and security flaws than Washington did before you invaded.
Well, since the citizens aren't allowed to do anything on their computers, I didn't think anything could go wrong.
It could be a group of people who have gotten themselves more freedom than the average citizen.
Then it really is a puzzle. Let's get to the airport.
At the International Airport?
It's funny, Vulcan, isn't it? All these terminals that the airport seems to go through. I quite like this one.
Well, it was only blown up again last week.
By someone connected to the Irafia.
There could be something in that. I wouldn't be at all surprised if those shower of bastards were behind this. I bet you viewers wouldn't either.
Stop! You will have to show your security pass!
See this mug that's planted on my face? That's your security clearance. And if you ever want to see yours in a mirror again, pass us through here.
I am so sorry, Saddam. I mean, sir, your personal highness and chief in command of the Empire.
Inside the terminal offices.
I demand an explanation for this shutdown in transport. What has gone on here? Well, sir, all the computers just started to refuse to issue tickets and they and the airport lights failed to work, followed closely by the engines. Some planes were still in the sky at the time. They're not now. They're not anywhere to speak of now, really. What do you mean by that? What has the workings of a plane got to do with Microsoft Windows?
Don't you remember, sir? You got Bill Gates to build Windows systems to automate everything. In short, it has backfired on us. Now that PCs across the Empire have a virus worse than bird flu, if it ever broke out.
For your information, it has, on a small test island in the Pacific.
Was the test successful?
Yes, it was. It's now an uninhabited island. All I can do is apologise. Okay, under the circumstances, we accept your apology for this chaos. Of course, you will still have to do some time in the workhouse. May I ask why? No. Just be happy with my lenient sentence. Just how long is lenient? Just a decade. It's really nothing to worry about. The Baghdad High Court sent a citizen to the workhouse for 99 years once for stealing a loaf of bread. Right, Hamid, we've done all we can here. This virus has rendered this place into a glorified bus station. Just let's get out of here.
Where are we going now, world leader?
I really have no idea about what to do next. What else could be affected?
I couldn't tell you what else is affected, because that would have to be everything, sir. I have heard word that the library has been the most severely affected.
I don't like what I'm hearing. Good news, it better start spouting out your lips sometime soon. And if you want to hold on to your lofty position in this empire, I'd better start hearing it. Now, I don't usually give a shit about libraries, but for once, let's go.
At the Baghdad Central Library?
What is the situation here?
Good afternoon, world leader.
What on earth are you doing here as well? I hope you're researching.
That's just it. I haven't been able to. All the books are on permanent loan. The computer system has let citizens own them rather than borrow them, sir. Many took them to light fires with rather than read, as wood is one of them rare items now.
But citizens aren't allowed to own anything. Everything is on loan from the state, and we can throw the items too.
Yes, my alarm clock won't allow me to set it later than 9 a.m.
Who is in charge here?
I am your most revered world leader. What can I do for you here?
You can start by unplugging that wall of PCs and loaning them to the tip, and then recalling all the stolen books. And why the fuck are you whispering? Nobody can read anything anyway.
Well, this is a library after all, and that's what librarians do. It's my job. But, well, some of them have been lost here forever.
Those that have been lost, you'll have to write back up and stick them back on the shelves. Now, Hamid, let's get out of here.
Back at the palace?
It's cold here, isn't it?
But it's the desert, Iraq. You should be able to sun yourself.
Climate change, Hamid. You know that. 10 million extra Volkswagens and 1 million miles of motorways across each land haven't had no effect, you know.
The radiators aren't working.
Bleed them.
I can't. I can't seem to get the caps off. These radiators are digital.
I'll fill them with kettle water. Go in the kitchen.
How did the virus spread beyond PCs? Which radiator should I tap into?
Just pick one with at least lime scale and fill a kettle.
I'm so sorry, world leader. The kettle just doesn't seem to be boiling.
Are you sure you filled it to the brim?
Isn't that wasteful?
2 strikes, Hamid. You're going to have to be very, very careful from now on. Think happy thoughts, if you know what I mean. Vulcan's down to 2 now as well.
Let me try that kettle.
But you put it in the microwave.
Now it will heat up from the inside.
And then explode and go to steam, you cretin.
Now the microwave's not working. Do I see a pattern here?
Yes, just that my electrics are fucked. They always have been. Even the palace having its own generator seems to blow several hundred fuses a day.
I think it's more than that this time, sir. Wait a minute. I'm getting a call on the radio. Apparently, the square is in uproar. Turn on the TV.
It's saying I'm not subscribed to any of the channels. Yes, I encrypted them, even the state news channel. You have to have the full package, even the Iraqi pay-per-view.
What is on the pay-per-view? Yes. I must be one of the top earners of this country. I've never been able to afford a single event.
Just some coverage of the Daily Parade's propaganda movie premieres shown 1 year after they've been forced to run in the cinemas, and some wrestling and boxing, as well as some live executions which cost extra.
Oh, I see. But we can't watch the news.
No, so we'll have to view it live. Let's get down to that town square.
At least it's less than a mile outside these premises.
In the town square?
What is going on? The shop had no bread.
I can't sleep. Even the candles were getting water blown out.
It is fine, citizens. This will only go on for another 24 hours.
Itsukasa, how dare you address my citizens? Vulcan, your sniper needs to come out and show itself.
I've only got a mini one that's the size of a catapult. Is that okay?
We are testing the prototype of the technology that will catapult the regime. After the 24 hours is up, your lives can continue as normal. Ah, it's Saddam. Good to see you this afternoon. I will bid my goodbye now, citizens.
Oh no, my gun! It won't shoot!
Surely a gun can't get a virus?
My gun is digital. It runs a mini version of Microsoft Windows on it, where you can input the bullet settings on it. I threw the old one away.
You jackass! Now an extra citizen somewhere is probably armed. Don't tell me that that gun's got virus to the hilt as well.
Oh no! Drop it! It's shooting through the handle!
I hate new technology. I've always hated it. I think we should go back to writing letters. And instead of the state TV, you will now have only an enforced newspaper. Just per chance, Sakasa, this wouldn't have anything to do with you or your boys.
Well, that would be telling.
So in other words, yes. How did you do it? How did you get the virus to spread beyond the PC?
I will look forward to your company, Saddam. You wanted everything in your empire to be controlled centrally. Your state-sponsored computers ran everything, but should anything happen to them, this empire would be thrown into chaos, stopping everything from libraries to kettles, because the PCs controlling them have been compromised.
Your bid for power in this city has spectacularly failed. The Empire has not fallen into chaos because of your virus, and that's because at its heart, it's old-fashioned. Now, before you go to prison, I could reduce your sentence from death to full life if you could reveal what little squirt inside your organization has orchestrated this virus.
My criminal empire extends to IT, Iraqi Telecom. How else could we fund it without hacking the banks? About the prison of yours, I could use my connections on the inside to get out. It will be a nice hotel stay.
Guards, just take him away.
You can't take me away. I have my own security. That was the first thing I got when I became the leader of the Arafia. You'll not be seeing the last of me, Saddam.
No, I certainly won't, but the citizens will. But I will show up at visiting time and exact my revenge for this.
Do I not get a trial?
Citizens are usually detained without such trivialities. But why not? That sounds fun. I'll see you in the Baghdad High Court.
Good luck. The court hasn't escaped the virus. The gavel auto-bans.